Proclamation number 6060 of 20th of September, 1954. Final phase as a human being. Free will. It is a long way until you reach perfection. But you have covered the longest distance and only a short way remains for you to reach your aim. But this short distance requires a well-directed will, whereas before you had, as it were, naturally walked upwards. Earthly life as a human being is this short stretch of path where your will alone decides whether you ascend. For a wrongly directed will can also lead you back again or let you remain on the same level. But if you consider the infinitely long path before, if you consider that you have arrived shortly before the aim, then you should do everything not to sink back. You should not endanger the maturity you have already attained, but eagerly seek to increase it. You should want to reach perfection and now live according to God's will, who makes His will known to you through His Word. For it is His constant endeavor that His Word is conveyed to you, and thus every person also knows about God's will. He knows that life should be lived in divine order. He knows the commandments of love for God and His neighbor because these commandments have already been sensitively placed in His heart. Moreover, He will be instructed by God directly or through messengers. Fate will instruct him. He will experience the law of eternal order himself, and therefore he will also know exactly how the individual human being should behave towards his fellow human beings. And through the right relationship with his fellow human beings, he will also establish the right relationship with God. Only his will must be rightly directed, i.e., good. That alone decides whether his life will bring him maturity of soul or will remain only an idle life. But the result of his will is infinitely grave. For it means final freedom or renewed bondage. People don't know what earthly life means for the individual. That it is a short time of grace where everything is granted to them to reach final freedom from the form, and that they also have the strength to reach the aim if only the will strives for it. But the will is free, and that is why earthly life is so significant. But the human being has reached a degree of maturity that it is possible for him to give his will the right direction. For he has also been given intellect so that he can well weigh up his will, thinking and actions. He is no longer compelled to do what he does, as before, but can freely undertake everything of his own accord. Thus also refrain from doing what contradicts God's will. But he can also act contrary to his will. Therefore he also bears responsibility for his life, and the wrong use of his will can earn him death instead of life. Then the endlessly long path of upward development can be in vain. The soul, the spiritual in the human being, can sink back into deepest darkness and have to languish again for eternities in the hardest enclosure, until it once again has to pass the same test of will in order to finally become free. Amen.